So often she'd wondered what it would feel like to walk on the royal carpet that covered the double-winding staircase, or to stand in the light of the chandelier that looked like a million diamonds strung together. Now, there she was, smack in the middle of the Southland Hotel's grand lobby. Somebody pointed at her. "What is she doing in here?" It seemed as if the whole world had stopped talking, stopped moving, and was staring at her. The manager pushed his way to the front of the crowd. "What makes you think you can come inside? No colored people are allowed." And he shooed the girl away with his arms. Tricia Ann backed out, shaking her head. I didn't mean, she said, trying hard not to cry.